Playing mobile games and not getting rewarded for it is a thing of the past. Why haven't you switched yet? If you're going to spend the time playing, you should be earning rewards doing it. With Myst Play, you play what you love and earn points for gift cards and more. Plus, you can enter the Myst Play sweepstakes for your chance to win tens of thousands of dollars in cash, bundles, and gift cards every week. So yeah, keep playing games. Just maybe get rewarded for it. Download Myst Play today and enter for your chance to win.
Colonel Rob Maness has a lifelong record of providing dedicated service to this nation. Having worked his way up from the enlisted ranks to full colonel, he served our country for more than 32 years. He has served as a bomber squadron commander, bomb disposal technician, Joint Chiefs of Staff Operations Officer, assisted the National Security Team with the campaign plan for the global war on terrorism. He authored the first theater nuclear war plan and served as the vice commander of America's largest airborne intelligence wing. Colonel Rob Maness is a true American hero. This is Rob Maness Live.
Welcome back to the Rob Maness Show. It's More War Monday again, and we're live on Worldview Tube and our X Spaces simulcast. Man, yesterday, Saturday, 250 years of American independence. You can't celebrate it any more than what you just saw right there. And we're reminded exactly what July 4th is really about: freedom and the unbreakable spirit of people willing to fight for it. That's what we fight for, folks, every single day. You have to fight for America and the freedom it represents for your grandchildren. On this More War Monday, the battles are right in front of us. Antifa domestic terrorists are attacking patriots in their own homes. Politicized crimes inside our military in broad daylight under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The evil of human trafficking that preys on the innocent. I'm honored to have live with me right now one of the hardest hitting voices in this fight, Chad Caton. He's a Navy veteran, National Field Director for the Conservative Caucus, Trump campaign media surrogate, and the man behind some of the most powerful no BS content on the internet. Chad's been on fire a lot lately with videos that hit home, that epic most American display of coordinated firepower on the 4th of July, showing exactly why our enemies should think twice. He's exposing Antifa. He's exposing human trafficking. And he's calling out the politicians who goad military members into violating the law. And his boots on the ground work in Belize with Ali Hopper highlighting real solutions to stop human trafficking at the source is critically important. Go follow him. I fired up too on X. Chad, welcome back to the show. And thank you for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me, Colonel. It's always good to be with you. It's been a while, man. I thought you were starting to get mad at me because the Navy was getting too much love in Iran.
No, you've been down south so much.
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot.
Well, the audience, you can't see it, but I can see Chad's face. And not even that song with music and guns and full automatic with guys dressed in Continental Army uniforms was making Chad smile because he's probably mad. Mad about what he saw over the last few weeks and what he sees every day, man. Well, hey, we've got a couple of clips and everything. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Producer, Why don't you bring up what I said would be clip four? So Chad can speak to some of this Belize action.
Okay, America, here we are. It's the last day. We just got done pepper spraying the new class.
That's the wrong one. One in the text messages that I said, make that one clear.
Okay, America, here we are. This is ADSEG with Ali Hopper. We just went and interviewed a couple of the inmates in these cells. These guys don't leave the cells unless they have a program or something. A lot of them we just found were here because repeat offenders, drugs. We just talked to a man that is missing an eye. Seems to be a thing around here. Took a machete. Good interview. We'll post it. But this is basically the shoe. This is where the worst of the worst are. So it's pretty humbling to be in here. And Ali is the best interviewer ever of prisoners because they can't stop looking at her. They're just like, whatever you say, lady.
They're not listening to the word I say.
So
what if they get one word?
The amount of the amount that we're allowed to move around this prison is a testament to Ali and Jarrett's organization, Guard Human Trafficking. It's unbelievable. And I'm going to post their link. And these guys are not for profit and they do this because it means something. And this is so important to our national security. That's why I'm here with the Conservative Caucus. We're looking at the policies of the national security aspect of this. And we're trying to figure out how we can stop all human trafficking, drug, and guns. And it's going right here through Belize and Costa Rica and a lot of Honduras and there are other places. But we've got to start somewhere. Might as well start at one of the world's most dangerous prisons. You do good work here, man. Thanks for having me. Stay salty, America.
All right. So you and Ali Hopper, what's the name of Ali's organization again?
Guard Against Human Trafficking.
Yeah. You guys went down to Belize. I had no idea that Belize was like an intersection along this trail.
Yeah, we learned a lot, Colonel, and it came down to, you know, who's doing the trafficking. There's we talked to so many people. You know, nobody would really think the Mennonites are a bad people, but apparently they're doing trafficking through Belize into Mexico. It makes a lot of sense when you have to cross the border and you show up in a bunch of pastels and a funny hat and say we're here for God, and at the end of the day, those people in pastel very well could be human trafficked. You know, there's and the border is very porous between Belize and Mexico. And it's said that, you know, that they work off of each other's side of the border, right? And in Belize, they have such a gang problem, especially in Belize City, that it's very easy and susceptible for the cartels to get a foothold, or just use them as couriers, if you will, like DHL, and just say, hey, I need you to take this across that border and bring it to us. They have an organization and they know how to use it. It's amazing. And Belize is, you know, a big part of Ground Zero. Ali did a sheet talking about all the prisons around that area in Central America, be it in Nicaragua or Honduras and Costa Rica. And this particular prison, as Netflix called it, the prison that God found, has one of the lowest recidivism rates in Central America, and it's not controlled by the cartel. And it's a very interesting place, a very dangerous place. But it's amazing the work that Jared and Ali Hopper have done there with Guard Against Human Trafficking.
Yeah, absolutely. How do folks support those guys? They have websites?
They do. I don't have it in front of me. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Ali's in the audience. Ali, raise your hand when you get a chance, and you can give us a website and everything.
I think it's Guard Against Human Trafficking dot something, but hey, I'm sure Ali will put it up there. I just found out
those,
being on the show.
This is one of those shows where I've had like 20 seconds to get ready for it and find you, and make sure you were available.
I'm always available for you.
So we're going for it. And we're not just going to talk about traffic. I got an Antifa clip coming up in the next segment because it's a friend of yours. It's a friend of yours, Tommy Boy. And we got to get it out there. I'm wearing my Charlie Kirk Freedom shirt today. I like black with the white letters, folks. It is a Charlie Kirk shirt. But I'm wearing that today because he was killed by Trantifa. No doubt about it in my mind. And all you got to do is watch the trial. There's been a hearing on the tube this morning about Charlie's murder in public. at that Utah University. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk. I think we've got another thing. Another thing we'll veer off of this a little bit. Oh, the I have to spit every time I say this. That active duty Air Force major, that Al Green. I stole a clip off of your feed with Al Green because folks, politicians are goading American active duty military members that have bought into the Marxist woke DEI propaganda that was fed to them under the Biden administration and getting them to do things that are crimes. They're crimes. All right, we got a question in the audience. Cat the Hammer is back with us and has been for over a week. What's up, Cat?
Yes, sir. What's up? Hey, I got two questions and I'll make them quick. I'll shut up really fast. Chad, how far is Belize from the Darien Gap? Because I can't look it up. I'm afraid to jump from my phone to Google and I'm afraid I'll lose the space. Do you know? Because I'm like wondering if the Darien Gap is an issue at all for Belize area.
Well, it is. Everything from South America goes through the Darien Gap right there. Again, thank you for, I'm not prepped for that. So we'll say thousands of miles. There are quite a few countries in between there.
I didn't mean specifically, mostly like, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just want to know that that's a factor, just because people need to know that the Darien Gap has a huge factor on this. That's all I was asking. I didn't mean to say exactly how many miles, but also Allie. Listen, and I wanted to get Allie to define for everybody what actual human trafficking is, because I think some people have a misconception about what it really includes, and that's all I wanted to ask.
Well, thanks, Kat. We appreciate you putting both of us on the spot there. We'll take it as it is, as it happens. Allie has got her hand up now. Allie, can you help us out where folks can donate to your nonprofit?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for bringing this up. GuardAgainstTrafficking.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so your donations are tax deductible. And it goes directly to the work, guys. It goes directly to the mission. As Chad saw firsthand in person, we aren't going to the nation of Belize to stay in a five-star suite, overlooking the ocean. We had many flight attendants saying, enjoy your vacation. And, you know, we were sweating our faces off doing good work, though. And so the donations are being used to combat human trafficking in all its forms nationally and internationally. But to answer your question, Kat, it is approximately 840 miles from the Darien Gap. Without looking at a map to kind of let you know where Belize is situationally, the Yucatan Peninsula, so that little part, that point that goes into the Gulf of America now, just south of that is where Belize is nestled. It is got Guatemala to the left of it. It has got the ocean to the right of it. And to the north of it is that Yucatan Peninsula. And so that is where Belize is situated. And so the cartel can go through either the Guatemalan, the nation of Guatemala, or they can go through the nation of Belize to get to Mexico.
That's amazing. You know, one of the questions I wanted to ask you both do you know any Americans that own property there? I'm looking out the back window of the house from my studio here, and I see my neighbor's house, and they own a house on the beach down there and go to Belize all the time. I talk to people a lot that want to make it a second home, et cetera, because it's so law abiding, but it doesn't sound like that's what's really happening.
Well, it's a corrupt Central American country. I mean, that's evident. And when it comes to expats, most expats are kind of like old people that move into an HOA. They really don't give a crap about the politics. They're there to enjoy life, right? So, and we did understand that the CCP has been buying up a lot of the wealthier areas and developing them. When we were there, we were cognizant of a Chinese dissident that was involved in trafficking that the prison was dealing with. I won't go into the specifics because it's still happening. But the CCP is definitely working in Central America, and they're providing whatever they need to get closer and closer to the United States. So the expats that are there, we saw some Americans, but where we were, like Allie had said, we weren't in the vacation areas. We were down there with a lot of locals. We had to watch each other's back when we went to dinner that night. We were roughly six blocks from South Belize City, which literally has a canal that they tell you don't cross, which we did, and did some humanitarian stuff down there. It's extremely poor and extremely dangerous. And we delivered food to a bunch of females that had lost all the males in their household due to that gang violence.
Amazing. We got to take a commercial break, unfortunately. And when we come back, we'll see the clip from Tommy Boy, Portland, Oregon. And it's about Antifa. And I want to get Chad to tie some of this stuff up together, because this is all a national security issue. He mentioned it already, that the trafficking pieces. But I think that the NGOs that are backing people like Antifa, I bet they're doing other bad actor nefarious stuff that starts outside of the country that leads its way into here. We'll talk to you more with Chad Caton. I'm fired up in just a minute.
At a certain age, you stop chasing younger. You start protecting what helps you feel steady, strong, and well. Your body's collagen matters. It supports the structure of your skin, joints, and connective tissue. But as the years go by, your body needs more support from the inside. That's where Bella Grace Elixir comes in. Bella Grace Elixir combines Verisol collagen, the world's most clinically proven collagen, with Astereal astaxanthin and cat's claw in a proprietary blend designed to help support the processes that reconstruct collagen, while also offering antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. And this isn't just for women. It's for men and women who want to age with more confidence, more care, and a daily wellness routine that supports the body from within. One simple elixir, thoughtfully formulated for whole body wellness. Take care of the body that has carried you this far. Order Bella Grace Elixir today at melissahousebg.com.
Look at what they did. Look at what they did. Look, they broke our window and bear maced our bedroom. Bear maced my wife at 3 o'clock in the morning. They threw a brick through our bedroom window and soaked us with mace. This is Antifa. This is what Antifa does. This is what Antifa does when you don't agree with them. They come to your house. They come to your house.
Oh my God.
They come to your house and destroy your
Welcome back to the Rob Manis Show. It's More War Monday, and folks, you know, the 4th of July celebration was phenomenal. I was up in D.C. with my wife and seeing some folks, and we got to see that fabulous set of fireworks. But the emphasis should be on that you have to fight to continue this. When we have Marxists like Antifa that have not only been radicalized, but have taken up violence against our people just simply because they disagree with them, we have to improve our position and make sure we're doing the right things. Chad, that was Tommy Boy this morning. I was shocked, absolutely shocked when I heard that video and saw that. At first I was like, what is that? And I didn't have the sound up, and then I turned it up, and I just can't believe that they'll attack this guy in his own home because he disagrees with them. And has a loud voice.
Yeah, let me, I know Tommy Boy. I talked to him. He called me that morning in regards to this particular situation. Tommy is out there standing in front of these Marxists in Portland and Seattle, and he's telling them, you know, and he does it with a little humor. He does it from the street, but he stands strong. He's been attacked numerous times. And the thing is, he's dropped a couple folks. Don't get me wrong, but it's because they attacked him physically. So he will protect himself. He's literally put some people on the floor sleeping, and he's very, very cognizant of how to protect himself. And he does it with humor at the same time, showing their hypocrisy and the idea that, and he has a shirt. He walks around saying transgender, people are men. Transgender women are men. And that's all the shirt says. And these people completely come out of their absolute mind and attack him. I've stood with him when we took out the Portland encampment there at the ICE facility. He's under, and see, that's just it. Even when he protected himself, he's under, had been arrested multiple times for protecting himself. And this is what Antifa does. They want to play this game because they believe that the ideology behind the elected that is in that area is going to protect them. So if we raise a hand, we in fact will end up underneath the jail. It's what they work on. That's why this isn't just an Antifa thing. It's an ideology thing. And allowing our cities to go to this Marxist revolution is going to get worse. Just that simple. And what happened to Tommy and his wife in their new home that they just moved to, told nobody that they where he lived. They followed him, figured it out. At 3 o'clock in the morning, they threw a brick through his window and pulled the bear mace up there and shot them while they were in bed, including but not limited to his dog. So yeah. this is the disgusting. I mean, myself, I've been, and many other conservatives have been swatted. They're coming for us. You need to be prepared and you need to be ready.
Yeah, this cell out in Portland, the Seattle area. There's more than one of them, I know. But do they all have the same funding source? Has anybody done the investigation on that?
So there's been initial investigations on it. I think there's been, what is it, Republican, Data Republican. She's done some stuff. So essentially you have Rose City Antifa, which is Rose City, Portland. And then they work their way into Seattle. And Rose City Antifa essentially and Torch. Torch is this, whether they are the leaders or not, that's the way to be determined. But it's actually headquartered in Colorado. So Rose City and however they're getting their money, you know, I'm sure the FBI knows and them. For those of us on the street, we've seen it. They're wearing $50 gas masks. They have all of the stuff they need. I've done it in Chicago. I've done it in Minneapolis. I've done it in New Jersey. I've done it in Portland. They have all the same stuff, and they are funded to where they don't want for anything. If they're going to bring the pain to those guards at those facilities or anybody that is counter to them, they're very, 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 very well prepared.
Yeah, it's the same. The groups, no matter what they're called, like in Chicago, you mentioned Chicago. I remember you went out there when the ICE groups were being ambushed, right?
Yeah.
It's a Broadmoor area, I think. Broadview.
Broadview
area. They all seem to be resourced very similarly at the same levels. And many of them actually are getting paid hourly wages, I think, right?
Yeah, they're when they have a direct action, there is some kind of funding. We've had some that have actually stipulated that when they've been caught by the police, that I'm just here for a paycheck. We've seen it on video. For instance, everybody said in Minneapolis, these are all paid protesters. That is not true in any way, shape, or form. I stood out there with Cam Higby in the freezing cold at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was probably 2,000 or 3,000 people, including a bunch of Karens out there in their yoga pants and banging pots and pans together to try to keep the ICE officers from being able to go to sleep, and then subsequently trying to break into the Hilton. So I'm telling you right now, this is a movement. There are paid protesters and paid organizers that are doing this, but don't get it twisted. And people, we like to put things in a corner in a box and say, these guys are paid. If they weren't paid, it wouldn't happen. That's total BS. And I'm telling you right now, these twisted minds live within our country.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've seen the crowds you're talking about in Minneapolis, in that area and everything. And one of the common aspects of them seems to be they're liberals, obviously, but they're usually white, college age, probably college eligible, college educated. Many of them women, white women, and those kind of things. Of course, as luck would have it, things are going down even further downhill. My system just gets disconnected from the space, but I think we're back. Give me a thumbs up, Shell.
You're good.
We're back. So they're not like the poor people, right?
No. Now, these are the college kids that went and got basket weaving or gender studies that they can't find a job for because McDonald's has only so many gender study people that push their DEI craziness in corporate America. And there's no real understanding of what gender studies even is or is as a job. It's something I've looked into deeply. And there's a ton of people that come out with it. So these are your gender study folks that work at Starbucks, don't get demand $40 an hour to make you a coffee. And then they come out with their drum set at night and set up at 2 o'clock in the morning in front of a street, in front of a Hilton, and bang on the drums consistently because, well, let's face it, they're not really skilled and they can't join a band. So this is what we're dealing with, the low-hanging fruit of society that chose an easy route so that they could smoke dope and read Marx and call themselves a college-educated idiot. And then you have the lily-white suburbanites that come out there. I was absolutely, Minnesota was unbelievable. That is the biggest suffrage situation I've ever seen in my life. A bunch of chicks wearing $70 Lululemons yelling their ass off about whether or not illegals can come here and make enough to pay for their family's food. It's really unfortunate that there are so many uninformed and a narrative that the Republican Party, as the GOP is concerned, is failing on by not with a counter narrative. And it's something I do. I lose a lot of followers. I gain a lot of followers, but it's all dictated on how I hit somebody's emotions that day. Stop being emotion. Get used to uncomfortable. Get in the fight.
Exactly right. I wanted to ask you, the video clip is way too long, but there's been a lot of the Patriot Front fascist white supremacist group riding the metro and surrounding a black woman and trying to paste them on to the MAGA and those kind of things. There's been a lot of that going on right now. Now, I used to say this has got to be a Fed operation and everything. And you tweeted about this, and I agree with you. Something's not quite right. Why are they still doing it? If it was, right?
Well, that's what I don't understand.
What is going on with this thing? I don't know anybody that knows not even anybody that knows anybody that's in the Patriot Front. Right. And I know a lot of people on the right in this country.
Well, here's my problem with the Patriot Front, Colonel. I mean, as and you know me, I like to put us conservatives in get them out of that box and let them think for themselves. So we like to say feds, feds, feds. Why do we like to say feds, Colonel? Well, we like to say feds because if it's the feds, we can put them over in the corner and say they're not our problem. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I look at somebody like Jake Lang. You're a problem for me. I don't like what you do. I don't like how you do it. I don't respect you. And I, in no way, shape, or form am I ever going to say you are in alignment with me. Now, there you have, along with the Patriot Front, they're going out there. They're all masked up and whatnot, which at the end of the day, if they were unmasked, they'd probably be doxxed like the rest of us. So I don't understand what the Patriot Front's about, but we as conservatives need to look at anybody that's out there pushing a conservative narrative that is harmful to our movement. We need to start standing up for ourselves. We need to stop following these idiots. We need to stop promoting these idiots, and we need to confront them when we see them. And I've tried, and I will if I see it in front of me, because this isn't a game. This isn't a club. This is about our country. And if we don't start getting right with the message, we're going to pay for it. And you and I have been fighting for a long time to keep people from the idea of what I woke up to on July 5th and everybody talking about this is America and we're ready for civil war. Who are we fighting? Quit making up and saying stupid things. It just doesn't make sense to me, and including but not limited to Purple Heart recipients saying, let's just get it on. Okay, I have a fair question. Are we going door to door? Is there going to be colors? Are we doing a new line of latitude? Like what? How does that even work to make 350 million people be affected to the point where you're hiding your kids in your basement? Why would we promote that, Colonel, instead of going out there to these obvious low-hanging mental midgets and stand in front of them and go, nope. And that's that simple. I've done it everywhere. They ain't killed me. They ain't beat me up. They ain't nothing. I just go out there and I give that perspective. Now, if we did that on huge numbers, we would do great. And then you got Tucker Carlson out there saying he's starting a new party, just like Elon was talking. Well, the math don't math. And at the end of the day, if you want to make the Democrats and the Democratic Socialists of America the next thing for the next 10 years, go ahead, Tucker. Go follow that idiot. Because whether you like it or not, it's a two-party system. And if we the conservatives of this country, actually took the time to get involved in their damn civics, we wouldn't have the problem we currently are when we are voting at 16 to 14% in primaries. Stop your crying and get to work. Quit moving the goalpost. There ain't no shiny knight on a white horse. Get to work.
Yeah, I think people are so suspicious of the Patriot Front on our side of the discussion, the American side. I'm not talking about right or left. I'm talking about Americans that believe in that Declaration of Independence. Most people I talk to are very suspicious of this group because they give a tapestry for the leftists to paint on and try to paint all of us as fascists. I got called a fascist because I said deport and denaturalize Mehdi Hasan, who is an Islamist that should not be in this country, by the way, this morning. That doesn't make me a fascist. It makes me a constitutionalist. Yeah. And the idiot had the balls to say, stay with the Constitution. You're a fascist, believe it or not. So you have these dummies that don't understand that. And I think that's why a lot of folks really call them out. But we need to call them out for what they really are. They're posing as something that nobody really believes in any large numbers, no more than the KKK or Soviet communism or Chinese communism. The numbers are very, very small. The problem is the leftist Marxist Islamists are winning major office. We'll be right back with Chad Caton here on The Rob Mena Show.
Take a look at the water you just poured. It looks clean, it tastes fine, but what's really in it? Lead, fluoride, arsenic, chlorine, pesticides, PFAS forever chemicals, pharmaceutical residues, and bacteria. Every single day, these toxins flow straight from your tap into your glass, into your family. It's time for Century H2O from Worldview Water. Century H2O is the ultimate water treatment technology, designed to remove harmful toxins, balance your water's pH, and enrich it with essential minerals like calcium and magnesium, the way nature intended. From commercial-scale systems to whole-house filtration to crisp, delicious drinking water right at your kitchen sink and shower, Century H2O delivers cleaner, healthier water everywhere you need it. No plumber, no tools, no plumbing knowledge required. Perfect for homes, apartments, rentals, RVs, refrigerators, and more. Because everyone deserves access to clean, healthy water. Visit worldviewwater.net. That's worldviewwater.net.
Hello, friends. I just left the Capitol grounds, and I was there to witness a major in the United States military bend the arc of the moral universe toward justice. He stood for impeachment of the president on the Capitol grounds. And thereafter, he walked up the steps where he was arrested and he was taken away. This is a kind of courage necessary to inspire others to understand that liberty and justice for all that we pledge allegiance to is something that we can make real. It's more than an ideal. It is something that can be real for every person in this country if we but only have the courage to take the stand that Major Watson took.
Welcome back to the Rob Mena Show. It's the week after the 4th of July, and we are firing up our defense of this country. My guest today is I'm Fired Up Too on X, Chad Caton. And Chad, that's, folks, that was Crazy Al Green. That's what I call him. Some people try to say, call him caveman. I don't like blaming things, you know, calling people names based on their physical characteristics, but he's crazy. Crazy Al Green, the communist, has been defeated in Congress, and he'll be going home pretty soon, but he's out there again. He was the first guy to file articles of impeachment before Donald Trump, before he was ever sworn in the first time. That's how crazy Al Green is. And what he did, and what you couldn't see if you were just audio only, is he convinced an active duty Air Force major to go onto the Capitol steps in uniform and conduct partisan activity by calling for the impeachment of the president and vice president of the United States, amongst others, in his uniform. And Chad, wanted to get your perspective as a U.S. Navy sailor on this issue so you could talk about just how stupid this guy is.
I was a Navy CB, dirt sailor. So just.
Well, that's still a sailor.
I'm just letting you know. Just putting that out there. So here, Al Green is one of my favorite Neanderthals, and he is. I liked him better when he was doing Geico commercials. I'm that guy. I am that petty, so I'm good with it. So at the end of the day, here we have the guy with the super cane that's been flipping it out there at every one of the president's State of the Unions, and then we're supposed to give a damn. And here, this guy's been moved out of office because, of course, we redistrict stupid out. And here we have. I wish somebody would take that cane from him, wrap it around his waist, and pull him stage left. Just go away. This guy is race baiting. He's upset, and he's really mad because we and Donald Trump has actually gone out there and shown everybody the hypocrisy of the left and the concept of racial unification under a particular party. This guy has been race baiting for a long time. His stuff is really sour and weak. He thought that he had a Jasmine Crockett that was going to pick up the proverbial flame, but she blew it too. And here we have the American people that are sick of being called racist when at the end of the day they didn't do anything just because a black man with a cane who happened to be around during the civil rights era was out there saying that we are. And here is my biggest problem with this, and this is why I feel it's usually the Air Force that does these ideological political things, but that's just a Navy guy saying that. I'll leave it to the colonel. Here is somebody that is worth $10 million going out there telling a major and any other person that happens to be wearing the uniform of the United States military to go and do exactly what this guy did that could possibly give you 1 year at Leavenworth. This is stupid when you have the elites walking around with their expensive little cane and their $10 million padded house telling the little guy to go out there and fight their fight for him. This guy's a scumbag. He has no place in the Capitol Hill, and God is in fact good that this guy has found his way out.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up about these guys getting folks to do things. In the military, there's this thing called the Military Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's the law that military personnel live by. Even retired officers live by that code. And this activity in uniform at a partisan event on Capitol Hill is against that law.
Well, this is the funny part. People don't even know what a UCMJ is because, hell, they don't even know what the Constitution is. So they try to flip-flop it and make it work for themselves as much as possible and try to read into things as if they have the foggiest of what they're talking about. This isn't hard. You can Google UCMJ. There's people out there saying this guy did nothing but walk up the steps is why he was arrested. That may well be, but are the Democrats so stupid to think that the Secretary of the Department of War, Pete Hegseth, isn't going to go, you know what? Let's give the major a break. What do you think? That ain't happening. This guy's going to be drugged through the UCMJ like he's never been drugged before. Now, if a Democrat takes over, does he come out and do something about it? I don't give a damn. But I will tell you that this particular major and any other idiot that decides to go out there and do this in the uniform of the United States military in active duty, you will find the same under this Department of War. And you know what? I'm here for it. And, you know, we call it Darwinism. Maybe we're getting rid of the crappy officers that were put there under Biden regime, and we're going to get some better ones because of it. It's just unfortunate that he had to do it with the very uniform that you wore so honorably for so long, sir.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, the Air Force isn't alone. The Navy has the worst offenders that I've seen on social media, and the Army's got its more than its fair share. And there's even a few Marines out there that are leftists, and the Coast Guard, and the space geekies. All the Trekkies and stuff like that, they're all guilty of it. But what's worse is that this guy's going to pay a price. And people like the Seditious Six that started a lot of this stuff, the politicians that were, many of them were former military, like Mark Kelly from Arizona, U.S. Navy captain retired, who led that effort. They're not going to help this guy. They've got this Al Green guy. He's not going to help this guy. They're going to walk away from this as soon as it's convenient for them to walk away from it.
You're a pawn for millionaires. Isn't that what you guys are about? Didn't that one bartender chick, didn't she wear a dress that says eat the rich? Like, what are you doing? You are listening to your rich guy, which makes no sense. You're out here telling us that the rich are the biggest problem. You got Mandami out there saying that we're gonna tax the bejesus out of the rich and make New York this slumlord thing. And now here you are following an African-American congressman who likes to race bait and who's worth $10 million. And this guy has a give, send, go where he's reached, I think, close to $1 million now for his defense. But at the same time, he's in the military. He's not going to get some, he's going to get a JAG officer. And I wish it was DeSantis, because DeSantis would be like, hey, he's guilty. I don't know what to do. Put him in prison.
Well, if he raises it up, he can hire his own lawyer too, as long as they're authorized to be in court, in a military court. He can do that, but he better get a good one. He better get, yeah, I know what you mean. He better get a good one. Well, let's take some questions. We've got some over in the audience. Hopefully this thing will work, and we're still hooked up. Go ahead, Show.
We have Brandy from Shepherd's Watch, sir.
Hello, gentlemen, and thank you for letting me speak, Shell. I have a question for Chad. I believe it's very important for the audience here to understand from your perspective what you saw when you went to Belize. So my question is this: out of all the time you spent there, what is one or maybe two, because it could be hard to narrow it down, things that you believe that the American average person who does not know exactly how bad this is, what are one or two things that they need to really listen to and take away from all your footage you shared with us? And thank you for that.
That's a great question. And what I would say is that you just need to watch the footage and realize that you are, in fact, extremely blessed here in the United States. I even have a buddy that's an executive in the federal prison system. And I sent this stuff to him. I said, y'all might want to start looking at what this particular prison is doing, because they have the lowest recidivism in Central America, which is a very criminally charged area. And this place, if you go to prison there, they have prison guards that are actually former prisoners. That's mind-blowing to me. But this is also when you're dealing with another country, you're dealing with a different economic situation, you're dealing with a different way they vote for people, a prime minister, all of that. And you know, this whole freedom first thing, America first thing, and what Donald Trump had talked about for a very long time, it has been prostituted into this whole thing of build a huge wall, don't trade with anybody, and we'll be self-sufficient at the end of the day. Well, I completely and inherently disagree with that, because if we want to stop kids missing in the United States, if we want the drugs to stop coming across our border, why would we not go to these other smaller countries that are in fact poor, spend that money, have the authority to bring in our DEA, our FBI, our intelligence, and stop this where it starts? It's mind-boggling. And I am calling anybody and everybody in the Trump administration right now and sending them videos of things that I haven't even posted, that this is what we're getting. This is what Guard Against Human Trafficking is getting. This is the intelligence that we're getting. Why would we not do this at the beginning of the stream instead of at the end of the river when we have a problem that we can't get to? I tell people all the time, based on your politics, start focusing on it now, because when it does reach your front door, it's more than likely too late. And if we were to take our national security strategy, which Donald Trump agrees with, and move it to Central and South America, wow, the Western Hemisphere just got real safe real fast. And I know for a fact, after being there with Ali and Jared, that the government is in a level of corruption that they need to be monitored a little bit. And if they had more of a U.S. presence there where we could say, hey, we're going to help you with some infrastructure stuff, this prison's doing great, let's build them another fence, let's get these guys trained up, let's do these things and work together so that we can get ourselves out of waiting for it to come to our front door. Well, if we stop everything at Belize and in Costa Rica, which basically would be the two ways they would have to go through Nicaragua and Honduras, you just shut down a whole bunch of the trafficking. Mm-hmm. And we would be doing God's work on a morality basis, planetary. So the people of this country need to recognize it, donate to what, and I don't tell people, I don't sell nothing. You know me, I don't put nothing out there. I think the last thing I sold was that book behind Colonel Manus, because he's a good guy and the book's fantastic. But at the end of the day, if you guys are donating to them and we're able to buy 3 drones that keep people from trying to break out, or we're able to build another fence or whatever is necessary to this one prison in Central America that's doing the work, then that's how Americans can be about it, and also support the work of those people, because there's regular Americans down there that are fighting for the national security and the children of this world.
Yeah, and it's amazing because, you know, the new national security strategy that came out last year and the new national defense strategy that came out in January of this year, I've been doing a lot of work around those too with folks inside the government helping understand that. The number one priority was made the defense of the Western Hemisphere, and that includes this activity and drug dealing and counterterrorism and those kind of things. So, I hope the bureaucrats get off their butts in the Pentagon and the DHS and the DEA and the DNI and get focused on being successful with that number one priority. That's all you're talking about, Chet.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And the good news is that Ali and Jared, who are very well spoken, both have testified in front of Congress. They brought me down there, and I'm not. Notice they've never asked me to speak in front of Congress. So at the end of the day, I'm going to shake the tree like a son of a. You know, we're going to get some people to recognize this. And I'm also very excited that the former lieutenant governor of South Carolina, somebody that I respect and know well, Andre Bauer, was nominated last month or a month prior to that as the ambassador to Belize. He was texting me. He was because he has not been confirmed yet. He's trying to get an idea of on the ground based off of his intelligence and the intelligence that myself and Ali and Jared were getting. And we're hoping to be able to bring the private and governmental of what's going on there as a humanitarian aspect, along with our national strategic or national defense strategy. I think that they could live cohesive of each other and work well with one another. And I'm very excited that the ambassador of Belize, who hopefully Thune will do something in DC and get these ambassadors all confirmed in August. That I think we're going to see a real ratchet up there in the Western Hemisphere and stop this stuff before it ever gets anywhere close to our border.
Well, that's good news. I've been following Andre Bauer for a while. I'm glad to hear that. We've got to take our last break. When we come back, we'll see. Mr. Producer, play that original clip number 4 this time. We'll see, hear you talking a little bit more about that prison at the end of your trip and take some more questions. I'll be right back with Chad Caton.
Introducing Worldview Tube Vault, over 35 years of radio broadcasts, television programs, documentaries, and ebooks. Plus, Worldviewpedia, our powerful search engine for instant worldview and Bible research. Join for as little as $7.99 a month. And now, Vault members get something brand new, courses. Our very first course is here, The Book of Revelation with Brannon House. 53 in-depth lessons, complete with overview quizzes, walking you verse by verse through one of the most important books in Scripture. Getting started is simple. Go to worldviewtube.com/vault and join today. Already a member? Visit worldviewtube.com, click the person icon in the top right, and log in. Then hover over Vault in the menu and select Courses. That's it. You're in. Join WorldviewTube Vault today at worldviewtube.com/vault.
Okay, America, here we are. It's the last day. We just got done pepper spraying the new class. Allie's up here with me. Say hey, girl.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. We are at the tower in the middle of the prison right now to get you a perspective of what we got up here. Our tower guy right here. Hey, homie. Say hey. Strapped with his M4. And as you can see, they can see every aspect of this prison. This is Overwatch. These are the guys that
These are the guys that are knowing where everybody's moving, who's doing what. And then you can see earlier in the video where we, the construction. But this actually goes all the way back in. Acres and acres and acres. You can see the farm. You can see the chickens. You can see they're doing patrol right now at the outside. But as you can see, we thought this would be a great way to finish our trip here at the prison, the week of training, pepper spray, and then a good shot from the tower. So. This has been one amazing trip. I can't thank you guys with Guard Human Trafficking and you and Jared and everybody. This has been a really cathartic trip. And we're able to see how we can do so much work here at this prison with intel and what's going on with the trafficking in this country with kids, guns, drugs. We've seen it all. We've even interviewed a couple of them. So we're going to do more. There's a lot more we can do here. And I am so honored to be here. And stay salty, America. And next time I see it, hopefully it's in the United States. I think I'm going to stay home for a while. I need to go fishing or something. I'm tired. But this is how it's done, guys. You got to get off the couch. You got to get out and be a part of something. Stay salty.
Welcome back to the Rob Maynard Show. This is our first show post-American Independence Day, the 250th. I spent all of last week in Washington, D.C. doing work with groups like America's Future. I had the opportunity to go to America's Future Summit and talk to some folks working in the child sex trafficking area there. General Mike Flynn and his sister Mary are the chairman and chairwoman of America's Future, another nonprofit that works in this space. But nobody that I've seen has done what my guest Chad Caton and his friend Hallie Hopper, who is the head of that charity, have done by going outside the wire, essentially, and to the point of activity and collecting intelligence. So Chad, is that what the activity was, why you were in that prison, was getting intelligence from the prisoners?
Well, essentially, yeah. At the same time, you can't walk in with a three-letter agency and some, you know, crispy khakis and a cool hat, and these guys are going to talk to you. And what Jared and Allie have done with Guard Against Human Trafficking, what they've done over the last 7 years at this particular prison, by looking at it as a humanitarian thing also, it has opened up a lot of these inroads to have these conversations, if you will, so that it wouldn't be shut down. You know, it's unbelievable the amount of authority we had walking around this prison. And Allie and I walking right down the middle of this thing. One of my most cathartic moments there was where I realized, holy cow, this could go ugly real fast. Mm-hmm. As Allie and I were actually standing next to where they get their soda and whatnot. And this 97-pound dude walked by wearing all orange and a 2-foot yellow crowbar. And I'm like, oh, well, damn. You know, it kind of puts things in perspective, but everybody was super nice. The director there, Mr. Gomez, what he's done since May 19th, you know, he just started, Allie will understand that joke, but he's only been there for like 30 days. And what he's done already is unbelievable. And the fact that they handed over their brand new, smelled brand new right out of the package guards and said, go teach these guys to be better. Right. So we did first aid, we did, tourniquets. And then, you know, what Allie tricked me to go down there for 5 days and live like this is she told me that, well, we got to pepper spray them. And I'm like, that's fun. I'm in. So I had to fight off 33 guards after they got pepper sprayed. It was painful. It was, you know, pepper spray sucks, but watching this group that kind of looked at us as dumb Americans when we first got there to the end, you know, all trying to get that pepper spray out of their eyes and coming up and giving myself and Allie and Jared hugs saying, you know, they've had more confidence in their job now. That's not on the intel side. The hard work is getting involved in this prison to where we have the ability to do so without all of the bureaucrats saying don't do this. And we're able to open up these highways of information based on guns, trafficking, and human trafficking. I gave a speech in one of the big rooms there to a lot of the guards. And afterwards, they're like, do you know that guy in the back that said, thank you for being real? And I was like, no. And apparently he was one of the head gang member, head of the gangs in South Belize, one of the most powerful gangs out there. And he thanked me for being real with him on where you are and what you should do, right? And and so we had a 1-2 punch when we went in there, talking to the guards, talking to the inmates, at the same time talking to the guards and training them on aspects of their life that could be saved, and then at the same time dealing with the needs and wants of this particular prison through its director and what we might be able to help them with on a State Department level. So it was all encompassing, and it was very heavy. I slept 2 days straight, but I can't wait to go back. I'm working diligently right now to bring some gifts back to that particular prison for those particular guards and that particular director, because we need to keep Belize Central Prison exactly the way it is, if not better, for the betterment of Central America and our country.
Fantastic. Well, we got a question in the audience. Let's go ahead and take that real quick. Y'all go ahead.
We have Matt, sir.
Hey, Shell. Hey, Colonel Manus. Chad. Chad, if you would, let's tie these three stories that we've been talking about throughout the whole show together. What's the common thing? What's the common link that that links them together? Because on the surface, they seem to have nothing to do with each other.
That's a fantastic question. Thank you for asking that. You're damn right. We all need to get off of our particular patoots, get off of the phone, and get involved. I went to Belize to stand with Ali and Jared and really understand this so that I can come back to our great president at the Conservative Caucus, who is very understanding of geopolitics, and said, you know what? I'm going to send my national field director of the Conservative Caucus. I'm going to send him to Belize so that we can get an idea and how we can change policy. That's why I love my organization and my president. He gave me and afforded me the opportunity to do so. Now, what can America do and how are all these together? Antifa, that's a problem. You think Antifa became Antifa because some Americans smoked some dope in 1969 and decided to read Karl Marx? Not necessarily. It's been cultivated over a lot of social media and a lot of other media. So all of this comes together in the concept of our national strategy, our defense strategy, even at home, because what we were dealing with and what we talk to people about in Belize is already in your town. And if we can't stop it there, why would we, then we're already in trouble if we've got to deal with Mexico, because we know where we're at. We have a phenomenal opportunity to get out. And you guys, I'm not telling you all you need to go to Belize, but what I am telling you is that you need to find somebody that you want to win. You want to go out there, knock on some doors. You want to go out there, start a new organization that motivates the vote, and get out there, because 6% and 14% is the absolute problem. Not the CCP, not the Democratic Socialists of America. They are accomplishing their mission because we are apathetic to it. Get off your butt.
Yeah, that's what I talk about in this book Chad helped me sell, what you can do about it. That's exactly what the issue is people need to ask themselves the question, what can I do about this or that issue? And that's the common link with these stories that we've talked about today, leading off with the celebration of America's Declaration's 250th anniversary. That was 56 men that decided to answer the question and figure out what you can do about it. It took decades to get there, but that's essentially what that is, and it's baked into our DNA as Americans, whether you became an American yesterday or like me, whose folks came over here in the early 1700s, or like the Pilgrims in the 1600s, whatever. The DNA is we ask and answer the question of what I individually can do about it. The president celebrated the opening of Teddy Roosevelt's presidential library out in North Dakota this last week. What is Teddy Roosevelt known for? Why did the commies take his statue down in New York City in front of the library? I'll tell you why. Because he's an individualist and believes the strength of the individual American, and that collectively when we come together, we answer that question of what we can do about it, and we do it. We don't just sit down and study it. We do it. Isn't that right, Chad?
That's absolutely, I mean, I couldn't say it better myself. And at the end of the day, it says we the people at the top of our Constitution, not them and their people. And currently them and their people are trying to push you aside. They're trying to push you regular Democrats aside with the DSA. It's up to you. Numbers always win. Stop crying about why we can't get there and start helping us get there. Because we have a lot. It's the elections. Or I'm not voting for the Republicans because they didn't do what I wanted. I'm a Burger King kid and I want it my way. And I want it now. This is why we have become such a weak country. It's time for everybody to pull up their big girl panties and get to work. It's that simple. Hate me or not. But if you're not doing enough, that's on you. But if you really want the problem and why our country is currently sitting in the situation it is, ideologically in this big, heavy cloud sitting over us, it's each and every one of you haven't done enough. And I'm sorry. That's just the case. And the numbers prove me right.
That's right, my friend. Life is not T-ball. Everybody doesn't win and get a trophy. And life is not Burger King here in the United States of America. You don't get to have it your way. But I'll tell you one way we're going to have it. We're going to have it the American way. Do not listen to those that take their ball and go home like Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen to the Americans that have put their blood on the line and that have sacrificed friends and family for this country over and over throughout the last 250 plus years, and you'll win. Isn't that right, Chad? I'll give you the last 30 seconds.
America, it's up to you. This isn't waiting for a new gun. This isn't waiting for something else. And all you G.I. Joe meatheads out there that want to put 350 million people in the concept of a civil war, you're a retard. I'm just going to say it. You can beep that out if you want to. I don't care. But if you don't just do the mundane, go get involved in your GOP. If you don't like it, go make it in your image. Get a bunch of people that you seem to agree with because in some way or another, you believe that they agree with you for a civil war. Stop wanting to kill each other and get to work. And that's what's great about this country. We have systems that if we get involved in it, we can change government. And it's going to be bumpy. You're not going to get everything you want. But if you're not in it, you sure as hell can't win.
That's right. Thanks, Chad. I appreciate it, my friend. Chad Caton, ladies and gentlemen, saving the Rob Manis Show one episode at a time. But more importantly, he's here to win and fight for his America, just like we're here to fight for America ourselves. Get out there and do it. I'll see you tomorrow. Martha Byrne, actress, is going to talk to us about the weaponization of law enforcement and the judicial system against her husband.